Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
One narrative I'm not seeing anywhere. As we play that graphic on the screen, and I guess here in Austin we're, what, 2 hours away from the totality of the 2024 eclipse. You know the one narrative I'm not hearing anywhere? I mean, maybe Marjorie Taylor Greene is touching on it, saying that these earthquakes and everything and this eclipse is a reminder to repent. But you know the narrative I'm not seeing? That this eclipse is a reminder of how incredible, how divine this creation in which we exist, in which we are, how incredible, how divine it truly is. Maybe someday that would have been the narrative. But no, all over the news, eclipse sickness is causing weird feelings, social media users claim. That's all in your mind. And it's really been amazing. I have people that are sending me messages, and I guess because they view me as the conspiracy theorist, they're like, man, there's something weird with this eclipse, or hey, I'm getting eclipse sickness and all this stuff. I'm like, no, you're not. No, it's all in your mind. You've probably lived through a dozen eclipses. This one's different. Why? Because of all the propaganda, all the media, all the hype. But hey, I can put that aside. Hey, it's pretty cool. You look up, there's an incredible celestial event going on. You look down, there's these the shadows that the sun is casting is all different. That's how I remember it from last year. But then they want to fire up the Hadron Collider at the same time, search for dark matter. So people get freaked out about that. But you know what? Let's just put all that aside and let's just sit back and let this eclipse be a reminder of what an incredible experience we have as humans. The divine creation of this universe, the divine creation of this planet, the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth. Us, human beings, conscious, on the planet, searching, questioning, discovering, inventing, innovating, witnessing, experiencing the eclipse together. But hey, guess what? We got boots on the ground downtown Austin. We got boots on the ground outside of the city as well. We're going to have live shots of the eclipse. So it might scare you, though. So if you can handle it, stay tuned.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We don't just want to stop tyranny. We want to completely block it out like a 2024 eclipse. Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas, here on this Monday, April 8th, 2024 transmission. Owen Schroyer sitting in for Alex Jones. And there you have it. I guess the live shots from all over, already streaming here. They're gathering at Niagara Falls. They're gathering in the beaches of Mexico, right here in Texas. Looks like stadiums. That looks like the Southern Illinois Salukis football stadium they have there on the screen. So I guess they'll be having the Path of Totality fully covered there, and we'll have live coverage ourselves with our own cameramen and reporters out on the ground. And I think, you know, we did this last time, but I think we have some special cameras with some special lenses. We can actually film the event while it's happening and broadcast it live while it's happening as well. Though it does appear we're going to be dealing with overcast here in Austin, so I'm not sure what visibility we'll have, though we do have some boots on the ground and some cameras set up outside of town as well. So, if you're tuned in for eclipse coverage, you will get just that. But we do have some other coverage for you as well. We do have some news. There are some other things going on, if you can believe it. We have some political developments here with a statement from Donald Trump and a guest on the Joe Rogan Show really put it well, saying if you're not completely broken, if your brain is not completely broken, if your soul is not completely broken, when you remove Trump from the equation and you look at what they're doing here, this would be you know, five alarm fire. This would be sirens going off, the justice system completely ruined, completely being rigged and weaponized and abused. But see, that's the trick. That's the trick. And it shows how strong propaganda is. I mean, even with this eclipse, where people are just freaking out about this eclipse, traveling hundreds of miles, renting hotel rooms at 10 times the normal price for a 5-minute event, freaking out, getting prepped. You got the National Guard on standby, all this other stuff. So it shows how propaganda, how hype, how psychological operations work. And it's the same thing with this Trump deal, different story altogether. But they build this hatred for Trump. They cast all these aspersions and demonizations, these smear campaigns all against Donald Trump. And then you sit here and you just see the man that you hate. But you can't draw back and remove the man and then look at the process and say, oh, my God, what have we done? But this guest puts it well. So we're going to read the statement from Trump, and then we're going to look at this quote, because it's a real short clip. It's like 20 seconds. And it just perfectly encapsulates. It just perfectly encapsulates how insane what they're doing to Donald Trump is, weaponizing the Justice Department against him. And if you removed Trump and you just look at all the factors, you'd shake your head and you'd say, oh, my goodness, This is banana republic stuff. This is authoritarian stuff. This is corrupt government stuff. This is third world country stuff. Well, this is going on here now. So we'll have that. We've got more of these issues with the airplanes. And now, so it looks like there's probably two issues going on here, and one might outweigh the other, but whatever's going on with the actual structure of these airplanes, and it seems to specifically be Boeing, and they've got their other issues going on, but all these issues are now showing up in the airline industry, and it wasn't always like this. Flying typically was a safe experience, a competent experience. Now things have changed with all these issues with the parts and the manufacturing. But with this diversity, equity, and inclusion phenomenon, there's been a odd new development. And so it's hard to even put this into words, where I guess what you have is you have DIE hires or DIE pilots. We have the video of this. Who are now getting on the PA during their flight and basically saying, I'm a DEI hire. If you feel unsafe, then get off the plane. What? So we're going to have that clip for you. But it's like, isn't that what everybody's worried about here? Is some obstinate, arrogant person puffing up their chest, saying, I've conquered you, I've dominated you, we've rigged the system so that I can get here, and if you don't like that, then buzz off. Like, doesn't that just affirm what our concerns are, as you have hundreds of people's lives hanging in the balance, taking off and landing in midair, and you're going to go on the PA, and you're going to boast about that conquer, you're going to boast about that dominance? Isn't that the problem? Isn't that the issue? Is we want people that are confident and competent flying a plane, not somebody that says, ha, I got here. So you think about that. That's the kind of crap I'm talking about. Is it safe to fly to the solar eclipse? Yeah, I guess planes are just going to be falling out of the sky any moment now. But you see, you take this video of this, what we can only assume is a diversity hire as a pilot, and then you combine that with what we covered last week, and it shows a bar graph. If you look at the acceptance rates into medical school based off of demographics, it's nearly impossible for an Asian to get into medical school compared to a black American. So again, I don't care. If I need to get neurosurgery, I want to go to Ben Carson. He's the best in the game. It's not about skin color. It's about who's the best. And now, because of diversity, equity, and inclusion, they're making it about skin color, and that's the problem. And then when they get on a PA during a flight and rub it in your face, and see, most people don't even know what's going on. Imagine, most people on that flight don't even know what's going on, and now they're hearing this, and they're probably saying, wait a second, what in the hell? So we're going to play that for you. We've got a shocking clip. USAF senior airman Lance Castle being, I don't even know what you would call this. I mean, tortured? because he refused to get a COVID-19 vaccine. And so he was forced to live in a cell and then confined to his cell, missed the birth of his first child. He was eventually acquitted, but so this video is going viral, the way they were treating him. And we should be looking at this. And so that's what I'm saying. We're all staring at the eclipse, and that's fine. It's an amazing celestial event. It's a once in a rare time. That's great. Check it out. It's cool. But it's almost like it's turning into this distraction. By the way, we have no control over that. We have no control over that. That's God's creation. That's God's clock. That's God's divine creation here. Incredible to witness. Wow, a great reminder. Holy smokes, look at what God created. This is incredible. We have no control over that. When you see this video of a man being tortured in a...
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great if you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
So are they trying to create that environment again heading into the 2024 election? So we'll talk about that and then some other instances like where a group of college students has a Trump flag at a college baseball game and the police show up and they say, nope, you can't have a Trump flag. What? Do you think the same thing would have happened for a gay pride flag? Do you think the same thing would have happened for a Biden flag? Somehow, I doubt it. How can you not have a Trump flag? What happened to free speech at a baseball game? And, of course, they're getting booed because Trump is actually popular. Not like Biden. Biden sucks. Nobody likes Biden. Trump is cool. People like Trump. So we'll give you the sights and sounds there. You know, there's a wild thing happening with Elon Musk, Twitter, and a Brazilian Supreme Court justice. And we could probably get guests on from Brazil to even comment on this, as we've had a few before. And there's a couple different angles that I want to look at here. I think what Musk is doing in this situation is good. Now, Brazil is... So basically, the Biden administration has already made an enemy out of Elon Musk. And they've already weaponized the government against Elon Musk in about 5-6 different ways, going after all of his different companies. And he's pushed back a little there, but not as much, I guess you could say, or not as a direct confrontation like with this Brazilian Supreme Court justice. Now, nothing from Joe Biden as Elon Musk is being targeted, as X, as a platform, is being targeted by the Brazilian Supreme Court. But so the corrupt Brazilian Supreme Court wants this X user banned and removed. And Musk won't do it. And now he's like, nope, I'm going to make sure his account is never removed and I'm going to promote his account. So, okay. Again, I like that. I mean, you can sit here and have different opinions about, you know, billionaire businessmen getting involved in politics in such a direct way, but it is what it is, and I would say it's a good thing. But it's funny. It's funny that Elon Musk will go to bat for these social media accounts that the Brazilian government wants banned, yet he won't reinstate popular Americans' Twitter accounts, the most obvious probably being Nick Fuentes. So it's strange to me. It's strange to me when Elon Musk pumps out statement after statement after statement about free speech, stands up to the censorship in Brazil to such a degree as he goes toe-to-toe with a Brazilian Supreme Court justice. But accounts like Nick Fuentes, they don't count. They don't get their speech. So you just have to ask why. You just have to ask why. And then there's this other story going viral. Death to America. Michigan protesters hold pro-Palestine rally, condemn Israel and the United States. Are you surprised? There's nothing new to this. And these are blocks of Muslims that have moved into Michigan and Minnesota. They elect Muslims to Congress. And look, either they're strategic about this or somebody's strategic about this, because they move them, they all move into the same district, they create a voting block, and now they essentially control the politics, the political will, the political destiny of these districts, of these local governments, and then they end up being all Muslim. Now, you could say that's an organic event. You could say that that is somebody's manipulating that, planning that. There's probably a lot of both going on. But, you know, I was in downtown Austin, Texas. I doubt the crew could even find this video. It's so long ago. This had to be 2017, 2018. I think it was right before we were banned off everything. And so when they banned us off everything, it kind of just, it was like recalibrating our archives was just a hell of an endeavor. That's why we ended up hiring an archivist. But they removed a statue from the University of Texas, Austin. And they do it in the middle of the night because there was a big controversy and the big donors didn't want to remove it. And really nobody wanted to remove it, but you had these radical leftist groups that were protesting and causing a bunch of issues. So they tried to do it in the middle of the night. And I got word from, I think it was just like local police or maybe somebody on our security team was like, hey, I just heard they're trying to remove this thing in the middle of the night. It had to be like 1, 2 in the morning. And yeah, I show up at UT's campus where the statue is, and they're quietly trying to remove this statue that's been there forever. But now they want to remove it because leftists are complaining, because that's what they're told to do, like a trained dog. And they're all out there, and I'm filming, and I mean, I'm still relatively new to town, only been here like 2, maybe 3 years. I didn't go to UT, and I'm just showing up as a journalist documenting this, and I see all these Democrat leftist protesters, you know, celebrating, hopping up and down like a bunch of elves on meth. And I'm saying, hey, what's going on here? Like, we're finally getting this racist statue removed. We can't believe it. America's colonizers, and you know, all the normal stuff. And I said, oh, okay. And then do you know what they started chanting? They started chanting death to America. These weren't Muslims. These were American liberals. So, hey, I get it. It's shocking. You see this Muslim man up here in a part of America that Muslims have essentially politically conquered by hook, by crook, organically, whatever. There's all these pockets of this, and they're chanting death to America. Yeah, that's kind of crazy stuff. You have these, they win elections, and they go up there, and they don't even speak English. They don't even speak English. And they're chanting death to America. Okay. Yeah, that's shocking. That's a problem. You don't understand, that's the exact same sentiment of the American left. And for pockets of Muslim groups and voter blocs and whatever control they've seized over their local areas is one thing. The American left is running the country. Joe Biden is running the country. He's supposedly the president. And it's all these American leftists that are there running his presidency. They hate America. They dream chance of death to America. So I get it. It's more sexy to show the Muslim up there chanting death to America. That's more shocking. But that's like a tiny pocket, maybe here, maybe there, maybe this place. It's shocking, no doubt. But no, the American left is the death to America party. And they're about, I don't know where they're at as far, probably not half the country. Most people are realizing what they are now, so they're leaving it. But no, that's who runs this administration. That's who votes for Joe Biden, is the death to America Democrats. So yeah, you can be freaked out over some Muslim guy chanting that. That's the attitude of the American left.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I know, as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Word on the street is if you stare directly at the eclipse with no glasses, you'll get Trump energy. That's how he became so powerful. All right, I'm being facetious. Before somebody does it and then sues me, don't stare directly into it. If I decide to do that, that's my own personal decision. We are not recommending that. Make sure to wear proper eyewear. Not only did that dog view the eclipse, he then later voted for Joe Biden. All right. This video is going viral right now. And this is something we have control over. Not like the eclipse. That reminds you that God's in control. That reminds you that we are on God's plan, God's design, His clock in the sky. We look up, we see it, we see a reminder of that in epic fashion during an eclipse. But let's think about something that we can control. Now, this video has probably been seen about 5 million times since it got uploaded. And you last week had Donald Trump making a very profound statement, especially considering where he was at during COVID, the reverse course that he took during COVID, where he was first saying, oh, it's just the flu, let's not panic, and then all of a sudden we need to lock everything down, and then Fauci shows up and starts running things. And so then last week he comes out and he makes a statement, never again, we're never going to lock down, we're never going to do this again. And really, you need to go one step further. And you need to say, because you need to look at all the enemy's plans. And you need to say, yeah, okay, even if there is some new deadly virus, not like COVID, which was like 90% of the deaths or more happened in hospitals, and it was just a bunch of hype, a bunch of propaganda, and people with comorbidities dying. And you say, no, it's not just that we're not going to do that again, we're not going to lock down again. Even if there is a deadly virus, even if there is something with whatever high percentage of death, if you catch it, we're still not locking down. It's about saying we have the freedom to move about this country. We have the freedom of choice. Now, if there's a deadly virus going around, you know, some hemorrhagic fever, people bleeding out of their eyes and ears and nose and dying, then you might want to stay home. That's your choice. That's your choice. Just like if it's 110 degrees and you want to stay home because you don't want to go get hot, or if it's negative 30 degrees and you want to stay home because you don't want to go freeze, unless you're Jussie Smollett getting a Subway sandwich in Chicago at 3 in the morning. Like, that's a personal choice. So, yeah, if there's a deadly virus going around, you still have the personal choice. Do you want to open your business or not? So it's about going even further, knowing what their next move would be, to not say, oh, just not for COVID or not the flu. For anything, we're not doing this again. For anything, you have the right to decide whether you want to open your business or not, whether you want to go outside or not, whether you want to go to the playground or the park or with your kids or not, or go to dinner or go to a ball game. That's up to you to decide. No government intervention. We have control over that. So here you have a video from USAF senior airman Lance Castle after refusing the COVID-19 bioweapon. They put him in a cell. He was dubbed a threat, given 60 days pretrial confinement, missed the birth of his first child, and sent to a court-martial to stand trial. Was eventually acquitted, not guilty. And because he refused to take the COVID-19 vaccine, which was obviously the right decision now, in hindsight, even though we knew it all along, he made the right decision. So here's this video, guys. Put it on the screen. He's in his military cell, and they bum rush him and hold him down like he's some sort of a terrorist. This is an American serviceman who didn't want to take an experimental injection. And they get all lined up like linebackers about to blitz the quarterback. And this is unreal. This is the madness that we can never let happen again. This is insanity, what you're witnessing on the screen. All because a guy didn't want to take a COVID-19 shot. Completely unnecessary, completely avoidable. Doesn't want to take an experimental injection, and so he has to go through this. Being ambushed and bum-rushed and pinned to the ground by, about six other servicemen. Like linebackers standing outside of a cell, getting ready to blitz the quarterback, and then pin him down, and then cuff him. And they went along with those orders. And they took the vaccine. And he was in the right. Think about that. Now, there's so many different lessons that we can learn here. And there's so many different angles to digest this and interpret this from. And it shows the power of propaganda. It shows the power of compliance. And yet, at the end of the day, who was right? Who won? Well, it was Senior Airman Lance Castle that won. He was not guilty. He was acquitted. He didn't take the deadly injection. But all those other young men that went in there and bum-rushed him and took him down and carried him out like this, like he's some sort of a subhuman, they were wrong. But they went with the propaganda, didn't they? They went with the propaganda. They went with the big lie. They took the injection. They did what they were told. And they were all wrong. And we should all be sitting here looking at this, saying, never again. Never again. And then they leave him writhing on the floor like some sort of a torture treatment. And we should all be looking at that saying, never again. Look at what this insanity of COVID did to us. We can make rational health decisions. We can make rational reactions to problems and find solutions. We don't have to lose our freaking minds over it. We don't have to go completely insane over it. Man against man. Giving your lives over to a corporate establishment, medical industrial complex. And so, not only was he right, there's even more coming out here. CDC discloses 780,000 new reports of serious side effects after COVID-19 vaccination. That's like a fraction of the puzzle there. The VAERS report already has millions, so the CDC probably hasn't even read the VAERS report where there's millions. It's off the charts. It's off the charts. So it'd be like they've had the VAERS reports for decades, and they're normally somewhere around a couple hundred, maybe tops out at 1,000 side effects from the vaccines. Now it's like 20, 30,000. I mean, just, you know, everything else is just barely even showing up. So it's off the charts, and now they admit it. And then they try to come out with these other things, too, because it's the COVID market now. So everything, you know, everything's marketed towards COVID. You got to make money. New England Journal of Medicine study reveals Pfizer's antiviral drug Paxlovid does little or nothing against COVID. Yeah, just like the vaccine. Just like the vaccine. Now, there's another angle to this that I want to get to coming up on the other side. And that is putting blind faith in a system that's corruptible. Now, again, I don't mind getting on an airplane and feeling confident that I'm going to take off and land safely. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That doesn't mean I have blind faith. That means, you know what, planes have been proven safe and I've taken some flights. And so I feel confident that I'm going to get on this plane and I'm going to land safely and everyone else is too. So that's not blind faith. But now you're talking about putting blind faith in these corrupt institutions that we know are corrupt. Putting blind faith in experimental technology. What happens when we put blind faith in AI and robotics to run our lives? Because the left is already going on that.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they can be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
We have a special report, a special message, if you will, coming up from Alex Jones in just about 20 minutes from now. In the second hour of this transmission, we will be hearing from Alex. So stay tuned for that here on Eclipse Day. Now, last week, I thought we had a good discussion with Brian Krasenstein. It was healthy. We had our disagreements, but I let him talk. And I wish that I would have seen this, or he would have posted this video before that interaction, because I really would like to talk to him about this. Now, putting blind faith in anything is not very responsible. And to kind of segue off talking about COVID, think about how much blind faith people put into a corrupted system. What we knew was corrupt. Institutions that we knew were corrupt, like the big pharmaceutical industries, and more specifically, even big pharmaceutical companies that have already paid off hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars in malpractice suits and other things. And yet we put blind faith into this over the whole COVID thing. Now, how much of that was legitimate fear versus how much of that was just political to just rub Trump's nose in it or rub conservatives' nose in it during an election year? Because for whatever reason now, it just is, the political cultural shift has happened. Left-wingers love authority. Right-wingers are anti-authority. The left-wing wants to be the establishment. The right-wing is now the anti-establishment. So that's just where we're at now. That's just what's been trending now. And if there is a inflection point, it would be Trump 2016. But so you use COVID as an example. This complete overwrite of common sense, this complete overwrite of your will to be free. Oh, the lockdowns, the mandates, the masks, the vaccines. And people put blind faith in all of that. Of course, they were all wrong. And now we have the numbers. That the lockdowns were bad. Closing schools was bad. The masks don't work. The vaccines were ineffective and deadly. But people put blind faith in all of that. For whatever reason, whether it was just political hatred or just genuine fear, we witnessed that. It was a horrible thing. Well, now we're talking about putting blind faith into robotics and AI. And I bring up Brian Krasenstein because he uploaded this video of himself. And we don't need the audio. You can just B-roll it. And he says, because I'd really like to hear his thought process on this. Just drove across the state of Florida from Miami Beach to Fort Myers with FSD version 12.3.3. It was the most relaxing drive I've ever had. I stepped in one time at a right-hand turn on red just because it was overly cautious and there were multiple cars behind me that I didn't want to be holding up. Robo-taxi will change the world, I have no doubt. I will tell you right now, for me, I would not let a car drive itself with me inside of it. Or anybody I'm friends with or my family or loved ones, no. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Ever, I would guess. Again, I'm not somebody that doesn't want to be able to hop on an airplane and have confidence that I'm going to take off and land safely. But what's the story here? This isn't about whether the technology of robotic cars or self-driving cars is going to be a good thing or a bad thing. This is about putting blind faith in something. So if we put blind faith in robots and AI to drive our car or to run our civilization, how do we not have the proper foresight to realize how wrong that can go, how fast? How do we not have the foresight to realize how dangerous that is, that equation, that potential? Things can go wrong like that. And even I use Krasenstein as an example here because it's like he's putting blind faith in this machine, driving him across Florida. I could never do that. So good for you, Brian. You trust robots and AI, I suppose, more than I do. But again, one thing goes wrong and you're in a car accident. One thing goes wrong and you hit somebody. And that's why he even had to admit, yeah, I stepped in at one time because I wanted to be cautious. So even he kind of understands, yeah, you can't put total faith in this stuff. Now, again, I'm not a Luddite. This technology is likely inevitable. Will it be as safe as flying on an airplane someday? Probably. But I'm not leaping into that. I'm not putting blind faith into that. But that's just a stepping stone. That's just like barely even scratching the surface. We're talking about AI and robots running everything. And it's funny. Last week or 2 weeks ago, you had this development. California passes, and it's all the left. Now, see, this is why it's so strange. Again, it's the left putting the blind faith into all of these systems. It's the left going with all these authoritarian bents, and now it's the right wing saying no. So, you know, just consider that when you're voting, or consider that when you're deciding your politics, your policies. So, the Democrats in California, they go and they vote for minimum wage to be raised to $20. Now forget about the arguments pro or against. Just okay. So now minimum wage goes up to $20. Now what's the exact next domino to fall? People lose their jobs. People get fired. Some companies even close up their shops. Why? Because they cannot afford to pay $20 minimum wage. So then they go out and they do these interviews. Some fast food workers, whatever, ice cream parlors, and they say, yeah, I voted for this bill. I wanted the $20 minimum wage. Now I've been fired. Well, The Simpsons this weekend, I don't know if this was a new episode or they just replayed this episode from the past because of the subject matter, but The Simpsons aired an episode this Sunday where the food delivery workers go on strike. So it's this whole thing about the food delivery workers going on strike, whatever, they want more money. And at the end, the big CEO comes down in the middle of the standoff, and he says, I've got the solution. And the delivery girls and guys say, oh, well, we're going to get paid more. We're going to get our fair share. And he says, absolutely not. Robots are taking your job. And then that's exactly what's also happening in California. So you see, we have to be careful not to put blind faith in anything, and we have to be careful not to leap into these new technologies without fully investigating and looking at all the different angles. So the same thing goes from self-driving cars. I mean, look, I'll speak for myself. I don't see how I could ever let a car drive me. I ain't doing that. I mean, maybe when I'm like 80 or something and it's the technology's there, but I don't know. Right now, couldn't see myself ever letting a car drive me. I don't see myself. But for whatever reason, the left is all in on this now, whether it's self-driving cars, whether it's COVID tyranny, whether it's, oh, look, minimum wage and then my job gets replaced. Because it's all about centralization. Yeah, there's the episode right there. I don't know if it was a new episode from this Sunday or they just re-aired it, but it was new this Sunday, guys? Okay, so, but I'm sure that's in response to that stuff that's going on in California. So I don't know why the left wants to put blind faith in all this stuff. I don't know why the left wants to just fully centralize everything. That's not what the American left used to be. That's certainly not liberalism. So it just shows the new American left is authoritarianism. The new American left is centralization of power. But maybe that's this realization that they've had. Might not even be consciously. It might just be subconsciously. Where they've had this realization that they can't tell you what to do without the power. So they need to centralize government. They need to institute all of these things because otherwise they can't control your life, which is what they want to do, ultimately. And that's the story of Greta Thunberg, where she gets arrested at this climate change thing. We're gonna have that coming up in the next hour, along with Alex Jones. And there's another story here. It's not to talk about Greta Thunberg, the little girl that they've turned into a propaganda agent, but there's another side to that. Now, before Alex Jones joins us coming up in the next hour, folks, InfoWarsStore.com, you know, it's your support there that has kept the show on air despite all the attacks against us, and the attacks are so long, you could write books about them, and Alex has written books, actually, and they're also at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've never read one of Alex's books, a great time to do so, as it's about to be beach time, pool time. Get a Alex Jones book from InfoWarsStore.com while you're sitting at the beach, while you're sitting at the pool. And go ahead and give those a read through InfoWarsStore.com, not to mention all the great supplements, the emergency food supplies, the water filters that you need. It's your support at InfoWarsStore.com that keeps us on the air. So we appreciate that, and we hope you'll do some shopping there today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.